to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2145, recorded on Thursday, the 11th of November, 2021. You can call us at any time on 01603 765365. That's Norwich 765365 with your views, news and comments. We love hearing from listeners. This first part of Chatterbox is read by Don Cleaver
and Alison Applin.
We have two new listeners this week. We're delighted to welcome Mrs. Margaret Meppam and Mr. William Maxwell to Chatterbox. We hope you will both enjoy all our recordings. This edition of Chatterbox will include four sets of news stories from the evening news, letters from the paper's readers, information desk, and two features. The first feature reminds us that we are remembering those who have died in recent wars this week. The second will tell us all one needs to know about Norfolk's busiest ghost. However, we will start with the news. And here's Alison to introduce the first group of stories.
It's not often that Norwich hits the national news headlines, but the city's football club did achieve this on Saturday the 6th of November, when they won their first Premier League match after 10 games without a win. And a few hours later sacked their coach Daniel Farker. We have extended coverage of the event, starting with a report on the reactions to the sacking from Norwich City fans. This is followed by a report from David Hannant, who found Farker's sacking left an odd taste. And then an account of how the German manager's fate was sealed. Naturally, thoughts quickly turned to Farker's successor, and we end this section with a discussion of possible contenders. By the time you hear this, the answer may be known. We will follow these stories with some of the many readers' reactions to the news. But here's Don to start our coverage of the dramatic events.
News of Daniel Farke's sacking by Norwich City has been greeted with mixed emotions by Canaries fans. Two promotions in the space of four seasons made City's first foreign coach an immediately popular figure amongst supporters. But equally, a torrid run of 10 Premier League games without a win and a top-flight record leaving much to be desired ultimately sealed the Germans' fate. Although criticisms against the head coach had been piling up in the weeks running up to the kick-off against Brentford, it was not until some 2 hours after the club's first win of the season that the decision was made public. And it was the elusive victory that made the news more shocking for supporters than the decision itself, particularly further afield. But while fans responded with an outpouring of gratitude to Farke for his triumph for many of them there was an element of acceptance that something had to change. Robin Sainty, chairman of the Canaries Trust supporters group, was on the train home from the capital when news of the sacking broke. He said, "It was such a surreal day. I went into the game without any real hope. Then it felt like Daniel Farke's Norwich City was back there, was actually a bit of euphoria. Then the news broke and everything changed. I almost wished the club had waited until Sunday to announce it." In Farke's homeland, the news was met with some surprise given the triumph over Brentford, according to Paul Stanley, one of the German Canaries supporters group. Since he has been in Norwich, there has certainly been much coverage of the club, and although there are still quite a few players with Bundesliga's connections, I do suspect that they might be less so in the future. The German Canaries will always be here and always be supporting, though, and that is for certain.
The outpouring of love and gratitude to Daniel Farke following his sacking demonstrates how much he did give to us in his four and a bit seasons in charge. But while the timing of his dismissal may appear odd, having come after the first win of the season at an 11th attempt, to me it isn't quite as odd as some may think. The key factor for me was the international break and that we were in a week leading up to a crucial game which perhaps didn't need the disruption of a managerial change. Don't get me wrong, plenty of people did feel it was the right time to make a change, myself included after the Leeds game. And did a 2-1 win away at an out-of-form and injury-laden Brentford change my mind and convince me the corner had been turned? Not particularly. But it also doesn't change how much I will always cherish everything Daniel achieved as head coach. My first son is due to be born next month and he will be hearing stories about Herr Farke for years and years to come. But the sad fact is, this football is a fickle business based on results. And was there enough evidence from that one win to suggest the tide had turned, when you consider it was just his sixth victory in 49 attempts at this level? Probably not. Some have argued that City already looked dead and buried, and in keeping Farke, we know we have a boss capable of bringing us back up. But 11 games into the season is no time to start preparing for the next. So yes, the end of an era does leave an odd taste in the mouth, but I wouldn't say it leaves a sour one. All good things have to come to an end sometimes, and to echo a sentiment I've seen many fans share on social media in the past 12 hours, let's not be sad it's over, let's be happy it happened. Daniel Farke, I doubt you will read this, but if you do, from the very bottom of my heart, thank you for everything, and I hope your heart will always stay yellow.
The adrenaline of a first Premier League win of the season was still pumping through the veins of Daniel Farke when he learned his time at Norwich City had come to an end. Despite clinging on to a 2-1 victory at Brentford that felt rejuvenating and pressure-relieving, the German's fate had already been decided. An abject opening 10 matches of the season had seen the 45-year-old under heavy pressure before arriving in West London with many Canaries supporters calling for change. Sporting director Stuart Webber evidently agreed, and his recommendation to City's board of directors had been approved with heavy hearts. After picking up just 2 points and scoring 3 goals since promotion, the Canaries had slipped 8 points from the final position of safety. Winning at Brentford cut that gap to 5 points and had been followed by an outpouring of emotion. Farke completed his media studies, discussed how pleased he was to finally have that first win on the board, and then had the conversation he has been dreading ever since the 7-0 humiliation at Chelsea a fortnight ago. An element of response was provided by a 2-1 defeat to Leeds that ended in Carrow Road boos. But despite a 4-year deal that was signed in July, his boss was leaning towards change. The timing of that decision would be seen as ruthless and perhaps even slightly cruel, but Farke knew that his job was at risk. Having been told of the news, Farke and his staff were given time to tell their families before the news was confirmed publicly at 7:30 p.m. after the City squad had departed the stadium. Webber had made the difficult decision, having been so closely aligned to the man he brought to England in 2017. The players were then swiftly informed before the team coach left for Norfolk. After arriving at City's first sporting director in April of that year, after the departure of Alex Neil, the Welshman was willing to wait for Farke to finish his season for Borussia Dortmund too, as he was convinced that he was the man for the job. After a difficult first season, the transition finished with 14th in the championship amid much change on and off the pitch. The best laid plans paid off in 2018-19. Surging to the championship title with 94 points sealed legendary status for Falk, and players including Timo Pukki, Christoph Zimmermann and Marlo Vrancic. After initially bright start to Premier League life in 2019-20, including a memorable 3-2 win over reigning champions Manchester City at Carrow Road, an injury crisis contributed to that campaign falling apart. A period of leads being thrown away meant that survival was already looking unlikely when COVID-19 brought a 3-month suspension. And that became a nosedive when the season resumed behind closed doors, with an awful relegation sealed amid 10 consecutive defeats. The club rallied, though, and with fans still not present for much of 2020-2021, a new-look squad surged to the championship title with 97 points, representing City's best season of the second tier. After a hectic summer transfer window, with a spend of about £80 million, with a potential further £20 million to follow if survival could be secured, hopes were high that Falk could inspire a much better effort this time. That hasn't proved to be the case. Quite even though with two to win at Brentford, giving fresh hope that the much changed squad have unfulfilled potential, this time came to an end. As the City players joyfully celebrated with around 1,700 travelling supporters at the Brentford Community Stadium, after hanging on during a chaotic second half, the feeling of a first Premier League win since February 2020 was packed with relief. Those supporters that started to tear the Falk waves, which have so often celebrated the big moments of his reign during the last four seasons. As he weaved his way to the front of the celebrations, the arms were raised aloft in victory, as they have on so many occasions during over 200 games in charge. Weber had predicted that Falk would one day coach in the NAM main championship manager of the season earlier this year, is facing a fresh start. Once the pain has faded, the Falk era will be hailed and remembered with great fondness, but right now all attention is set on City chasing a Premier League future.
The pace of the race to become the new Norwich City head coach may be slow, but it appears to be two men who are jostling to be at the front of the pack as negotiations continue. Former England midfielder Frank Lampard continues to be the favourite with bookmakers, but Canaries officials continue to keep their cards close to their chests about who Daniel Falk's replacement could be. Kjetil Knutsen's success in Norway with Bodo Glimt has kept the 53-year-old among the favourites as well, alongside Dean Smith following his Aston Villa exit on Sunday. We put those three names to an online poll, asking City supporters who their preferred appointment would be. And 46% of almost 5,000 voters opted for Knutsen, ahead of Lampard with 37% and Smith on 11%. Just 6% went for the option of other, and the names put forward included Roy Hodgson, former Borussia Dortmund boss Lucien Favre, and David Wagner, who worked with sporting director Stuart Webber at Huddersfield previously and is now with Swiss side Young Boys. Reports in Norway suggest no approach has been made to speak to Knutsen, but Norway manager Ståle Solbakken has said the Bodø Glimt boss deserves to be linked with Premier League roles. It's understood the Canaries still hope to have a new head coach in place ahead of the visit of Southampton to Carrow Road on Saturday, November the 20th.